The city of Flint has a new police chief. Terrence Green takes over from the interim chief, Phil Hart. Green spent the past several years as the chief in Mount Morris Township. He starts his new job at the tail end of a violent summer in Flint, and as the nation debates what the future of local policing should look like. Chief Terrence Green, welcome and good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
As I mentioned, you were the chief in Mount Morris Township, which borders on Flint. And before that, you spent more than two decades in the Genesee County Sheriff's Department. So you're very familiar with the area. What do you see as the top concerns for the police department in the city of Flint right now?
My main concerns are the violent crime, the shootings. On a daily basis, there are reports of shots fired, individuals being shot. Appears as though there's lawlessness since the beginning of this COVID-19 epidemic.
Well, and as you say, I mean, in one weekend in July alone, before your tenure, 12 people were injured in shootings in Flint. As of last week, there had been 30 murders and non-negligent manslaughters in the city compared to 22 at this time last year. What do you think is driving those spikes, and how do you plan to respond to it?
Right now it's unclear, but one thing that is certain is that since COVID-19, since we come off the lockdown, somewhat of the lockdown, there has been an increase. The solution to that is increase police visibility, have more officers on the streets where we can try to deter some of this crime and take a proactive approach to it.
The staffing of the police department in Flint has been an issue for a long time. You've got 95 full-time sworn officers for a city with about 96,000 people, and the city is currently hiring more than a dozen officers. What is your view of the staffing levels there?
Well, the staffing levels are very low. The numbers aren't the same as they were 10 years ago. I think in order to get a grasp on this high crime rate, we need to get back up to those numbers. I would like to see additional 25 officers and climbing.
In conversations with any police chief, chiefs always want to get more staffing. They want to have more resources. There are also national conversations about defunding police or restructuring departments around the country. Do you think it will be hard to make that case for more staff in this particular political climate?
Well, the defunding, that will not solve the problem. Police departments are underfunded, as far as I'm concerned, and there will be some those that say we could maintain with the staffing levels that we have, but that's not true. That's not realistic.
Do you think there are changes that should be made to the way that Flint and other communities in the region are policing their cities and townships?
Well, I think there has already been a change made beginning back when I first became chief in Mount Morris Township in 2014. You can see there's a stronger effort to become an integral part of the community. So when I got into this business back in April of 1992, those efforts weren't there. And I think, you know, we're going in the right direction.
Flint is a majority Black city, about 53% African-American, and you are African-American, not the first Black chief in Flint. What is your view of the issue about how protesters view being treated and how the relationship between police and minority communities is working? How do you see that?
Well, I understand Black Lives Matters. I understand communities of color. I understand why they feel the way they feel. Look across the United States, some of the things that have occurred in other cities involving police departments, I've been even shocked. So I do understand it. I get it. I have no problem having dialogue with the community and hearing what their concerns are and then trying to, you know, make a difference. Because I think there's a lot of potential here in the city of Flint for growth and to make this a family community as it was when I was growing up.
Terrence Green is the new police chief in the city of Flint. Chief, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.